Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's April 7th, 2021, and this is episode 48 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're just now finding this podcast, I want you to know that the reason that I record this podcast every day is that I want to inspire you. I want to inspire you to start the thought process, and I want to spark conversation, and I may even want to stir the pot a little bit from time to time. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics that we talk about even further. And I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring connectedness. Yesterday, we talked about what architecture and architects can do, maybe should do, to address cultural, political, and social issues around us. I know there's a good possibility that at one point, you dreamed of changing the world. Well, it's time for you to put those dreams into action and to find a way to make a much-needed, positive difference in the world. What's bigger than architecture? It's all connected, so what can we do about it? If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 47. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I completely understand it if you're not a fan of Facebook. I do very little there. Obviously, I host Context and Clarity, and I love digging into some of the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, but that's about it. If you also are not a big fan of Facebook, I have an easy link that you may be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about using that link. Think about joining that group and maybe even becoming a part of these live conversations. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll continue thinking about connectedness and understanding what's bigger than we are. What's bigger than ourselves? Are you familiar with the idea of silos? It's the idea that you or your team, you work in isolation in a way, I guess. You don't share or work across borders with others very much. Think about your silo like your bubble. In my experience, siloed organizations struggle with communication and they struggle with efficiency. In fact, I'd go so far as to say that in challenging situations, maybe even like in the last 12 months, silos are a major threat to the health of a firm. The thing is, silos aren't just in big firms. I know that I personally can be really good at retreating into my own silo or my own bubble, separating myself from, well, pretty much everyone and everything. But can we do our best work, be our best selves in a silo? Or do we thrive when we immerse ourselves in a community? I vote for immersion. So how do we break down those silos? How should we not only connect, but immerse ourselves in a community around us? I'm not necessarily talking about your neighborhood, although I could be, but I think we need to break down silos, understand the people that we work with, that we work for, that are impacted by what we do. Here's the question. How can we do our best work if we don't first accept the fact that we impact people far beyond our clients and that those people may not look like us, they may not think like us or sound like us? What about people who are younger or older than us, or people that have a very different experience than us? What's our responsibility to the things outside of our bubble? How can our work even be considered good if it doesn't understand and positively impact everyone and everything that comes in contact with it? This is what we'll discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m. I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
you know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gehry. Visit glenngehry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.